Om Shanti. Good morning. So now is the English class and topic for today is Fool's Golden Brahmin Life. So anybody knows what is Fool's Golden Brahmin Life? Any idea? Yeah, so I'm asking that only. Do you have any idea what is Fool's Gold? So another phrase which comes in relation to this is everything that glitters is not gold. So fool's gold is actually a metal pyrite with a formula of FeSO2 and it resembles gold, but it is actually not gold. It looks like gold and it fools us that it is gold, but it is not gold. So many times in the past when people have gone for hiking in the mountains, they have mistaken it that it is a gold and they have got it with them thinking that it is gold, and then they found that it was not gold but it was fool's gold pyrite and it shines like gold, and sometimes it is found in fossils also, so those fossils also look very beautiful, and it is found in coal mines in rocky mountain areas. And a lot of things it is used for, that it is used in lithium batteries and it gives us sparks, so it is used in guns also, and sometimes it is used in the manufacture of paper with sulfur dioxide. So this is all chemistry about fool's gold. And so it is called fool's gold because it gives the impression that it is gold, but it is actually not gold. And if you ask that whether we can prepare a jewelry out of it, so no, because it is not a stable metal, and when it comes in contact with the human body, it degrades. So it's not used for jewelry also. And there is a X-ray fluorescent analyzer which can differentiate between fool's gold and gold, pyrite and gold. Within few seconds, you can come to know that this is gold and this is fool's gold, that is pyrite. So what does this fool's gold in Brahmin life means? So something you think will be very pleasant, something you think will be very good, very successful, but it is actually not. That fools you, that it is like this. You feel that it is good, it's beautiful, it is pleasant, it is going to be successful, but it doesn't turn out to be so, and it turns out to be something very bad, something unpleasant, something unsuccessful. So that is fool's gold. So now something which deceives our eyes. So what is fool's gold in Brahmin life? So first, seeing the qualities of gold. Gold is something which is very precious. Everybody doesn't possess, right? And everybody likes gold. Everybody, and Baba has described also as golden stage, golden age stage. And in Satyug it is going to be in abundance. So gold is like that. So what is fool's gold in Brahmin life? So I have taken out some points out of this. So first point is people. Sometimes you perceive that this person is very good, this person is a great yogi, this person is a great jnani and very good in nature, very good behavior, but actually he might not be. Like for example, he in public will be very good, his behavior will be very good, he would give good lectures, good speeches, and he would speak on Amrit Vela, he would speak on some dharana points, and he would speak on brahmacharya, priority, he would speak on virtues. But if you go and see in the depth, so he is looking like gold to you, but actually that's fool's gold, because he in himself may not have those virtues, may not have those dharanas, and he may not do Amrit Vela also. So that's like fool's gold to your eyes, that you are thinking that this person is like this, but he may not be. Second thing, sometimes people in Brahmin family, they're very good to others. They'll help others. Whatever is asked by others, they will give. They will give time. But if you go and ask the department people whom they are working with, you know how they are. He may be a very angry person. He may be a very cruel person. He might be very disturbing in nature. So he might be that kind of a person, but to outside world he projects that he is very nice, he is very good. So this is a second example of people. Third example is like that day we were discussing, that one teacher was going to give a class on time management and she herself was late for the class. So like that only, that we are going and giving some lecture on this but we do not possess it. Few years back there was a incident where I was supposed to go with a senior brother for a class somewhere far from here, and we left early in the morning at 5:30 and it was 6 hours journey from here. So it was already 5 hours past and our tire got punctured, and the person who was there with me was supposed to give lecture on stress management and I was supposed to give a class on emergency. It was for some workers. And he got so stressed and he started telling me that I told you that we should have gone one day before and stayed there, but you did not agree. You said we'll go in one day and come back. I said okay. Then the company people came, repaired, and they took us. Then when we went there, obviously it was lunchtime, so we carried sandwiches and everything with us and we started eating. There was one more sister with me. So, and that person was not eating only, that senior brother. He was thinking of his throat, that I have to give a speech now. Okay, that is also okay. Then the lecture time came and he said, I will speak first. So I said, okay, you speak first. But when he went to speak, the mic only did not work. So then he got more scared. He said, you speak now, you speak. So I said, okay, I'll speak without mic. So, and when his turn came to deliver the class, he delivered the class so nicely, dancing, throw worries, and so many things he did in that class. And I was just seeing that what was his stage before and what is his stage when he's on stage. So that is also perceiving as a goal, no? That he's giving a class on stress management but he does not possess in himself. So this is one example. So people can deceive us in many ways. So this is one thing. Somebody can sit in yoga and, you know, he will make those facial expressions as if he's experiencing some angelic stage and he's flying. He might be, that's what I'm saying. He might or might not be, but you don't know what is going inside. So that is how it can be. And you can think, oh, he or she is a very good yogi, the way she walks, the way she talks to people. But in inside, the person can be something very different. So that's about people. Second thing I thought about, objects. Objects can include many things like purchasing a car. Suppose I think that if I purchase a car, my yoga will increase and, you know, I can be on time everywhere and I can save, I can save my time. I can go on time. I am not dependent on anybody. I can take others also along with me, so some point of seva. So practical experience for me, why I told this point. When I purchased the car, so I thought ki I'm going to save time, I'm going to be independent. But I did not know driving also. First I had to learn driving. And I realized that when you purchase a car, you have to actually take care of the car like a child only. You have to really take care. You have to go for filling the petrol. You have to maintain it. You have to clean it every day. And how you have to park the car. There are so many things related to that car. And I thought my spiritual practices will increase. Like my sadhana will increase. But because of this sadhana, because of this object, my sadhana decreased. And my all attention was on the car. That I have to do this, I have to do that. So like, it was like fool's gold for me. I thought it is going to be very good for me and my purushartha will increase, but it did not turn out to be. So one is car. Second is like we talk about digital world nowadays. We talk about mobiles. See, a few years back we all were using those Nokia mobiles which worked with buttons only. Then we thought, then the touch screen came. And then gradually WhatsApp came and everybody knows how we are involved in that. So WhatsApp is very good also, has advantages also and disadvantages also. But then how you use it, you can think that it is going to be very good for me. But today you can check yourself how many times we check our mobiles. Even if there is no message, we will still just swipe and see whether there is a message, or it would be like that. We are in a habit of doing it now because some message would come, because somewhere we have made silent some of the groups, so we keep on checking it whether any message is there. So now how much time it is consuming. So we don't have any control on the digits also. If somebody messages us, we will also message back, and the chat goes on. So no control of these digits because of the digital world. So one is mobile. Other would be purchasing iPad. Somebody would say, oh, you are using mobile. Now the iPad has come, and iPad has more applications, more usefulness. And then you think of buying a expensive iPad like a thing. And then the more expensive the thing, the more attention goes towards it. So it also can be fool's gold for you. You purchase it for being useful in your purushar, but it turns out to be something bad. Like objects, if I speak about buying a new shoes, sometimes we feel let's buy a new shoes, good shoes, it would be good for my feet, it is good when I go for walking, and it can go on for 2-3 years. But you know, when I remove my shoes outside and I go inside and sit in yoga, my all attention is there outside. I thought of something, but it turns out to be something else. So it could be like that. So this is objects. Third thing I thought about, laukik relationships. Laukik relationships also, like when we come in knowledge, Baba has told us that you have to, you know, take care of your laukik also. They are your responsibility. And then you start with this gyan point that they are my responsibility. Once you start taking care of them, there is attachment. You want to get detached from them, but actually it pulls you. They tempt you. They blackmail you sometimes. And then you are attracted towards them, and you think that it is a responsibility. Just few days back, I will give example. One of my relative was diagnosed with malignancy, cancer, and so because he was suffering every day, I was calling him every day that you take this medicine. Then there was a procedure on Monday, and I revised his treatment, and I said, now you take this. Then we are waiting for the report now. And next day, I did not call him. So he suddenly calls me at 11:30 in the morning, and he says, today you did not call. So I said, why? I will call if you are okay. So see how we want to help, but how the attachment comes in. So somewhere we are wrong. We think that it is my responsibility, I have to take care of them. This is one in laukik relationship. Second is dependency. Sometimes by doing all this, they become dependent on us. And they start waiting for things from us. So you want to help them, but actually the vice of dependency comes in the picture. Either they become dependent on us, or we can also become dependent on them. Like some person, if he's not getting good palna, good sustenance from the Brahmin family, so he looks towards his Laukik family, and he or she gets everything from them. So he starts becoming dependent on them, but then there also the attachment comes in. So that's how it can be a fool's gold for us, laukik relationship. Third is spiritual relationships. When we come in Brahmin family, we think now the one who has, like Baba spoke that, you know, renunciation of the laukik and then the golden chains of the laukik family. So you have given up your laukik relationship, but you think that one or two persons should be there whom I can approach when there is any difficulty in my life, and they are my support system, you feel. And then it starts gradually, and how it builds up. And sometimes if it is between a brother and sister, it can turn out to be very bad also. It can turn out to be something else also. We don't know how this relationship will progress. It started with like a gold, but it turns out to be a fool's gold. Then you start depending on that person. Then you start waiting for that person's messages and emails and his replies. So for everything, now if any situation comes in my life, I will go to him only, I will go to her only and ask. So your support system, instead of Baba, changes to some human being, to some soul. So this is how this also can be fool's gold in Brahmin life, spiritual relationships. Then fourth is of investments. Like sometimes we think we'll make investment in something like this, and when I get profit out of it, I will put in Baba's service. We think about schemes and different things. Lux India. Yeah, few years. Lux India. Some few years back, there was this scheme which had come, and there was a fraud, no? And so many people lost money. So see how. So it can be anything, and sometimes out of that scheme you get too much money, and then you don't think of putting in Baba's service and you put it in the business, and then there you suffer. So different schemes, and how much our attention goes towards these things, and then it turns out to be fool's gold. So this is one. So these are some of the things I thought of like fool's gold. When I was thinking about this topic, at a lighter note, I will say, don't take this point seriously. 7 days course, when we come, this is a positive point, but somewhere I thought whether I can fit this year. When we come for the course for 7 days, and when we do the 7 days course, we are not told about the details of the Brahmin life and the problems which are going to come. So once we enter the Brahmin life, and then there are challenges and there are situations, and then the karma philosophy and the knowledge of drama and so many things, and some of the Brahmins feel, what is this? And in the beginning we were told we will become Lakshmi Narayan. So this, yeah, so that's why I said don't take this point so serious. Yeah, something which people think, yeah, bitter. So it would be like that. One point more I thought of, positions. Some people in the Brahmin family, they feel that if we get position in the Brahmin family in our department, then we would do good. Then we would have luxury, or we would have a good purusharth and everything will be good. But once you achieve that stage of coming to a position, then you know that what responsibility is there and what challenges are there, and sometimes you are not so efficient to face them. So that can also be one of the points. So these are some of the points of where the fool's gold is there in Brahmin's life. So now what to do? Something which is lacking in us. So two powers I thought, like Baba speaks about 8 powers. So two powers, like lacking power to judge and power to discriminate. If we work on these powers, like power to discriminate what is gold and what is fool's gold, what is best and what is not best for me. So power to discriminate, and power to judge also, taking decisions. So that you don't get deceived by people, don't get deceived by situations and objects. So power to judge. Then third would be somewhere we lack renunciation in our life, and that is why we are getting attracted towards these laukic relationships or spiritual friendships, or towards the objects, or towards the people, or towards these investments. Like Baba spoke about 7 lessons of renunciation. So somewhere we have to go in depth of it and read it if we are becoming fool again and again in Brahmin life. And this also comes in renunciation, only control over the 5 senses. If we don't have control over the senses, then also we get attracted to the to this world. And last would be one virtue I thought of, is contentment. If we are contented in life, then these things won't fool us, and these things won't attract us. Like no investment would attract us, or no human soul will attract us. So working on the virtue of contentment. So this is fool's gold in Brahmin's life. Om Shanti.